I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The 2019 Prescription Drug Abuse and Heroin Summit is underway in Atlanta. The gathering brings together medical and public health professionals and politicians from across the country to address opioid abuse. GPB's Robert Jemerson reports.
Georgia Representative Buddy Carter, a member of the House Subcommittee on Health, addressed the crowd. He touted the bipartisan work Congress has been doing, including increased funding for addiction treatment programs and prescription drug monitoring.
And let me pause for 1 second to mention this. The opioid epidemic is not a partisan issue. This is a bipartisan issue.
Carter is one of several members of Congress speaking at the event. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are also scheduled to speak. In 2017, the president ordered his administration to declare a public health emergency over the opioid epidemic. For GPB News, I'm Robert Jemerson in Atlanta.
And GPB's Political Rewind is live tweeting the president's speech at PoliticsGPB. A group of professors at schools in the university system of Georgia are suing former Governor Nathan Deal, Governor Brian Kemp, and Attorney General Chris Carr over a state law that allows licensed gun owners to carry weapons on parts of college campuses. According to the AJC, the educators say the law, which went into effect in 2017, violates the separation of powers provision established in the state's constitution. Yesterday, lawyers for the professors told the Georgia Court of Appeals that the campus gun law is unconstitutional because it infringes on the state Board of Regents' ability to set its own policies. The National Weather Service has confirmed that four tornadoes touched down in Georgia during the storm system last week. GPB's Sophia Salaby has more.
Severe weather moved into West Georgia late Thursday night and headed east. On Friday, there were small tornadoes in Johns Creek and North Fulton County, Camden County down on the coast, and in Lawrence County, about an hour south of Macon. Forecasters say the biggest tornado touched down in Hall County near Gainesville. The EF1 downed some trees and did some damage to a church. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
Vidalia onions are now in season, the official pack date when the State Department of Agriculture says growers can pack and ship the sweet onions, was Monday. Only 50 registered growers are allowed to cultivate the official state vegetable. It will be available through August. And a Georgia company is recalling more than 110,000 pounds of ground beef over possible E. coli contamination. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, K2D Foods, which is based in Carrollton, issued the recall yesterday for raw ground beef products produced from late March through early April and shipped to restaurant distributors in Norcross, Georgia and Fort Orange, Florida. The recalled meat is labeled ground beef puck. The E. coli outbreak has sickened 156 people in 10 states, including Georgia. The CDC says testing is ongoing. And in sports, the Braves lost to the Cincinnati Reds last night, 7-6. Game 2 of the series is tonight at 6:40. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.